Designer, Mr. Chief Minister, Your Highness, Mr. Principal, friends. I would like at the very outset to offer my congratulations to the Deccan Education Society on its manifold achievements in the field of education and on its principal child, the Ferguson College, attaining the age of 75. The Ferguson College was established at the time and the attitude of the Indian masses towards higher education of the Western type was yet in a formative stage. And when facilities for such education for the generality of the Indian students were inadequate. Apart from the colleges sponsored and run by government and Christian missions, there were few institutions imparting higher education managed by private or non-official bodies. The importance of the Deccan Education Society lay in the fact that a devoted band of workers came forward at such a crucial time with the determination to set up educational institutions to make the best of the Western education under Indian conditions available to the people of this country. It was an enterprise which benefited the nation without offending or alienating the then rulers of India. The Ferguson College is the foremost proof of that effort. Besides imparting education, humanistic and scientific, this college naturally bred and spread widely the very ideals and national aspirations which has ushered it into existence. The spirit of self-sacrifice and complete dedication in those who manned this institution made a deep impress, not only in Pune or Maharashtra, but in educational circles throughout the country. It is not given to many public institutions to retain the warmth and brightness of the original flame over a crucial period of 7 or 8 decades as the Ferguson College has managed to retain. If anything, permit me to say the devotion and sincerity of members of the Deccan Education Society and the staff of the college have only helped to feed the flame and make its light more effulgent. If today we find a number of privately organized education societies more numerous in this state than in any other part of the country, I ascribe it to the excellent beginning that was made in Maharashtra by the founder of the Deccan Education Society. The actual record of the Ferguson College over these 5 years would corroborate in every detail what I have said just now. In the physical and quantitative sense, the college has grown and expanded as much as its most optimistic well-wisher might have desired. In fact, the tempo of development is so steady and unabating that it has begun to cause concern to society. Our senses stand at present only respect for facts would impel one to describe it as a college. In actual fact, it is something like a university in itself. You have to help maintain a high standard of education and such, so that the quantitative progress in your case has a corresponding aspect of quality. On this signal achievement, may I felicitate the principal and other members of the staff of this college. What appeals to me most in the Ferguson College is the tradition of knowledge that has succeeded in building up, imparting good education to the various branches of arts and science is in itself creditable. But more creditable than this is to create a tradition which, representing the best and the highest in this sphere of education, pervades, as it were, the whole atmosphere. It is something else yet no less abiding than the concrete. If imparting instruction and achieving examination results be likened to prowess, the tradition of learning and sacrifice is something like the fragrance which fills the air and casts its pleasant spell all over the place. Such a tradition is the hallmark of a good institution, particularly one which draws sustenance from lofty ideals and holds the regions to service of the people. The tradition which this great institution has built up is its most distinctive feature, and I believe that the Deccan Education Society and the Ferguson forest can feel legitimately proud of it. I might wonder to you, Mr. President, that the present boom in education brought about by the forces of nationalism and subsequent resurgence has created a good many complicated problems which educationists and our public leaders have got to grapple with. The very popularity of education and the ever-increasing demand for educational facilities have led us into difficulty. I would refrain from expressing an opinion on these questions. These are some students for ambition, the need for greater resources, and the respect of falling status in education. I feel that those who are actually in the field and who deal with these problems in practical life are better entitled to form an opinion and give their verdict on them. Suffice it to say for me that to throw the iron sponge would mean playing in the hands of the difficulty. It is inconceivable that earnest effort and devotion to the cause of education could fail to yield the right clue to solve these difficulties. Let us not forget that India is a large country with varying conditions and bewildering diversity. Nevertheless, we can be sure that none of these things can hold their own in the face of concerted effort and purposeful endeavor. I am thankful to the principal for this invitation to preside over this evening's function, which marks the completion of some 5 years in the life of Ferguson College. It is my prayer that this institution may continue to progress and may win still greater laurels in future.